welcome to Addressing Alaskans, a program capturing community conversations in South Central Alaska. Join us each week on KSKA as we travel to different spots throughout our community and listen to local groups gather to discuss what matters to Alaskans. This week, two local film production companies and manager of the State of Alaska Film Office discuss Alaska's new film production incentive program. Recorded on Monday, September 13th at the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, learn more about Alaska's emerging film industry coming up next on KSKA's Addressing Alaskans. After the news. This month, a major Hollywood production company began shooting a $30 million movie in Alaska, made possible in part by the state's new film tax incentive program. Already, other film companies are following suit. This week on Addressing Alaskans, Dave Worrell, manager of the State of Alaska Film Office, Carolyn Robinson, owner of Sprocket Heads, LLC, and Mike Devlin, co-founder and CEO of locally owned Evergreen Films, discuss the tax incentive program, what productions are in the works, and how local businesses can benefit from Alaska's emerging film industry. Recorded at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center on Monday, September 13th, Dave Worrell was the first to speak at the forum hosted by the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce.
Dave Worrell, manager of the State of Alaska Film Office under the Office of Economic Development. Dave arrived in Alaska fresh out of high school in 1981 with $137, a backpack, and a used-up one-way plane ticket. After spending a decade working a variety of jobs as a way to pay for his adventures in the Alaska wilderness, he went back to school and graduated cum laude from UAA with a degree in journalism and public communications in 1994. After he graduated, he worked for the State of Alaska's Division of Public Health, Alaska Public Telecommunications, and Alaska Travel Industry Association. In July 2009, Dave went back to work for the state as manager of the Alaska Film Office. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome our first presenter, Dave Worrell. Come on up, Dave.
Thank you very much. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Film Office and the incentive program. Up through the mid-90s, Alaska had a Film Office, but over the time, budget shortfalls reduced it essentially to caretaker status under the state's tourism program. A strong effort a few years ago, spearheaded by the Alaska Film Group, led Senator Ellis to sponsor a bill to recreate the Film Office and provide an incentive so Alaska could be competitive with other states and provinces. The bill passed the legislature with bipartisan support and was signed by Governor Palin. It took about a year to fully implement the legislation and write regulations. Alaska's reconstituted film office has been fully operational now for just over a year. The incentive is a critical component of the film program. Most states, provinces, and even nations have some sort of incentive for film and television productions. For Alaska to be competitive and pull productions from jurisdictions like British Columbia, Iceland, New Zealand, not to mention other states like Washington, Oregon, and even some of the northern tier states like Michigan, we have to offer a comparable incentive. So Alaska's program offers filmmakers an tax credit with a base rate of 30%, enhanced, as you can see, for extra Alaska hire, filming in rural areas, and off-season production. It works fairly simply. The incentive provides a tax credit for what filmmakers actually spend in Alaska, and all their expenses are verified by an independent Alaska licensed CPA. So you can see up there, another thing, there is a $100,000 minimum spend. Some things that are not eligible are news productions, industrial productions, local commercials. National commercials that have a nationwide distribution are eligible. political ads are not eligible, and of course, pornography is not eligible. So how's it working? So far, six productions have completed production and been issued a tax credit. They spent over $1.1 million and received just under $400,000 in tax credits. Most of the six have been nonfiction TV shows, but one was a local Alaska documentary, and one was the Prilosec commercials you've been seeing that were filmed up in Fairbanks last winter. In addition, we currently have 31 productions pre-qualified for the tax incentive. They range from documentaries and feature films to more nonfiction television shows and commercials. Their estimated budgets total just under $100 million, and their tax credits should be somewhere in the range of about $33 million. So as you can see, film production provides an excellent opportunity to help diversify Alaska's economy. So you're thinking, that's all very nice. What does it have to do with me? Well, films need a variety of goods and services, not just locations, lights, and cameras. They need all the services the visitors need, food, lodging, transportation. They also need office space, carpenters and equipment to build sets. They need electrical service to power all their equipment. They need heaters and clothing to stay warm. The list is practically endless. And the Alaska Film Office offers you a way to connect with filmmakers. Free listings in our online crew and service provider database. It's easy to register your business, and while I can't guarantee that Hollywood will give you a call, if you're not listed, they won't know you're out there. The other way you can get involved is to consider purchasing Alaska Film Industry tax credits for your business. Alaska's incentive is based on tax credits that are issued to productions after they have completed production and after they have already spent their budgets on Alaska goods and services. These tax credits can be used against Alaska corporate income tax. But since most productions have little or no Alaska tax liability, the producer needs to sell those tax credits to an Alaska business that does have an Alaska tax liability. They sell them usually at a discount of 80 to 90 cents on the dollar. And the purchasing company then gets full face value for the tax credits they purchase. And the production gets cash to help recover their costs. To make transferred credits as attractive as possible to Alaska businesses, they have some important features. First, they're valid for 3 years from the date of issue. Businesses have plenty of time to use these tax credits. Second, they're transferable. They can be transferred and retransferred as many times as necessary to accommodate the needs of business. Finally, they're severable. They can be split between multiple businesses, multiple taxpayers, and also split between multiple tax years. So if you end up purchasing a tax credit, you can use it for multiple tax years. And finally, I didn't put it on the slide, there's a hold harmless provision. If the transfer from the producer to an Alaska business is an arm's length transaction, the state won't come back to the purchaser to recover that tax credit if the producer has some sort of problem. The bottom line, save 10 to 20% on your Alaska tax liability. There are information sheets on the table. They look like this. There's a little section on the bottom. It's about the easiest state form you'll ever see, three lines. Please fill that out and return it to me. Send it to the film office. We'll put you on a list of companies that have expressed an interest in buying these tax credits. Producers want to know, preferably in advance, that someone wants to buy their tax credit once it's issued. So I would encourage you to fill out the form, get in touch with me. I'm always happy to talk about the credits, about the possibilities, how to use them, work with you in any way I can. Give me a call. Please, we really need to get the word out that these credits are available. With that, I think I'm going to hand it over to people with more exciting presentations and lots of video and all of the stuff that you expect from the film industry. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dave. Carolyn K. Robinson is owner and executive producer of Sprocket Heads, LLC. It's Alaska's only high-end production services, and post-production company. From their global headquarters in Spinard, Sprocket Heads develops and creates broadcast television and provides consulting and support services to feature films. She's also past president of the Alaska Film Group. Before creating Sprocket Heads in 1995, Robinson was producer of the International Productions at the Discovery Channel and producer for USA Today on TV in Washington, D.C. As executive producer of Sprocket Heads, Carolyn oversees productions and works closely with national film industry executives and the state's business and political leaders to ensure Alaskans develop, support, and profit from our emerging film industry. Ladies and gentlemen, Carolyn Robinson.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak today. In May of 1995, we started Sprocket Heads in my mom's basement on Blackberry Street. 4 years later, we moved above ground to Sprocket Heads' present worldwide headquarters in the former red light district of Spinard. Today, Sprocket Heads remains a leader in high-end film and video production, post-production, production services, and industry consulting. I feel so fortunate to be here. At a time when many others are talking about an economic downturn, I am here to talk to you about an economic opportunity, about a new sustainable industry, the film industry. As many of you know, Universal Pictures and Working Title Films will begin shooting a major motion picture, Everybody Loves Whales, in just 3 days. The movie is executive produced by Stuart Besser, known for such films as 310 to Yuma, The Breakup, The Losers, and will be shot on location in Anchorage and Barrow. It's starring Drew Barrymore, Kristen Bell, John Krasinski, Ted Danson, and others whose names have not officially been released yet. Behind the scenes, quite literally, will be Ken Kouapis, whose projects include He's Just Not That Into You, The Office, and a new NBC primetime series, Outsourced. Director of photography is John Bailey, a member of the prestigious American Society of Cinematographers, and he's shot Groundhog's Day, The Big Chill, Ordinary People, and his most recent film is the hit comedy, When in Rome. Keeping company with them will be Alaska's very own Steve Rychetnik. Steve, who is my husband and the cinematographer for Sprocket Heads, will be on set operating a Panavision camera. Steve will be working both first and second unit, which is film speak for he'll be shooting a lot. Sprocket Heads and Bob Crockett of Alaska Locations, Inc. work diligently to ensure that this film, inspired by an actual event in Alaska, was filmed here, not in the lower 48 and not in Canada, and that Alaska companies and individual Alaskans receive the economic benefit from the project. Hundreds of Alaskans and small businesses have been and will continue to be working on this project for months, up to 6 months, in fact. And another 1,000 Alaskans will get their shot at fame as paid extras. Everybody Loves Whales is the first major motion picture under the Film Incentive Program. The entire film will be shot in Alaska. We believe this marks the beginning of a new, sustainable economic opportunity for Alaskans. And for that, I thank Senator Johnny Ellis and the legislature for their support. And Heather from Senator Ellis's office is here. Thank you very much. I am very proud that Sprocket Heads is among the contractors for the film. Work for the small screen, especially nature, reality, and nonfiction television is fairly steady here. And the relationship with television networks is one that will continue to be valued, especially if Alaska hosts a dramatic TV series. However, I want to focus on the big screen now. We have the underpinnings in the incentive program of a sustainable, profitable film industry. And when I say profitable, consider this. On average, a feature film spends $100,000 per day. In 10 days, the average feature film will spend more than I spent on an award-winning national documentary narrated by Martin Sheen. And that film, Aleut Story, was 5 years in the making. 10 days, 5 years, same amount of money spent. Think of this can of movie film as you would a barrel of oil. We can build a new kind of pipeline. In fact, those of us in the local film industry have already broken ground. But it is you and your people and your know-how and your ability to deliver goods and services that will weld and bolt this new economic pipeline. If we are smart, Alaskans will be exporting these like so many barrels of oil. So, where's the money? Let's take a look at the credit roll from a film called The Proposal, starring Oscar winner Sandra Bullock. The story takes place in Sitka, but filming did not. Cameras rolled in Massachusetts. At the time the film was shot, Alaskans did not have an established film office or incentive program, and so this gorgeous state of ours was not attractive to producers. Fortunately, as you heard from Dave today, both are in place now. But back to the economic impact of the proposal. The film's end credits help us estimate the money spent, the jobs created. Film credits are like the Da Vinci Code, the holy grail of business opportunity. Every one of these credits represents an expenditure, a paycheck. Now, visualize, if you will, the same list, but with Alaskans and Alaska companies. So again, how do we make that happen? When companies come to me for advice and connections to the film industry, I always urge them first to look at their core business. What is it you do well and quick? Because the film industry is demanding, trust me. It sets a high bar for customer service. When talking to companies, I refer to all the goods and services currently being imported from outside for filmmaking and ask, is that something the local business could do better and more cost effectively? And could that Alaska business make money at it? How can you build on an existing business or your company's experience and talent? Here's an example. Alaska does not have a sound stage. A sound stage is essential to every major film. A sound stage is a fully functional weather and soundproof facility where sets can be built and scenes filmed. The average sound stage has a minimum of 18,000 square feet, has 35 to 40 foot ceilings, a stable power grid, air conditioning, heat. Anchorage needs four of them, four. So if your core business is, say, building meeting spaces or even warehouses, or maybe you manage facilities, this might be an opportunity. Other examples include talent trailers, hair and makeup trailers, wardrobe trailers, costume rentals, grip and electric houses, catering services and trucks that may be called to feed up to 1,000 people multiple times a day, prop houses, high-end camera rental houses, a Kodak certified lab. There is a long list of goods and services every film needs. Again, just look at the credits, they're still going. As I prepare to wrap up, I'm happy to be able to share some news about one of the numerous major feature films slated to shoot in Alaska. Last Thursday, I received a call from the film executive, and he anticipates pre-production will begin as early as this fall. Filming will begin in early 2011. Earlier this year, we took the director and his international team scouting locations and introduced them to Alaskans, including Iditarod Grand Champion Martin Boozer. The film team traveled around the world, has won Oscars, but said the dog sled ride at Happy Trails Kennels was one of the genuine highlights of their life. But in all honesty, as wonderful as that dog sled ride was, the deciding factor was Alaska's Film Incentive Program, coupled with their confidence in key personnel here. The film executive told me flat out that they did a multi-country, multiple state comparison. Calculating in our film incentive program, the bottom line said, shoot in Alaska. I'm not yet at liberty to release most details of the project. However, I do have permission to let you know that discussions are underway with such leading male actors as Viggo Mortensen, Liam Neeson, and Oscar winner Jeff Bridges. Some say we're lucky given today's economy, but I'm with those folks who say luck is a matter of preparation and opportunity. Thank you.
You're listening to Addressing Alaskans, recorded at the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce on Monday, September 13th. Following Dave Worrell of the State of Alaska Film Office and Carolyn Robinson of Sprocket Heads, LLC, Mike Devlin concluded the conversation on Alaska's emerging film industry.
Mike Devlin is the co-owner of Evergreen Films, an Alaska-based film production company that takes cinematic projects through every stage of the filmmaking process. Evergreen Films has currently two state-of-the-art studios, one in Anchorage and one in Los Angeles. Prior to filmmaking, Mike was an innovator in the computer industry, where he founded Rational Software, a global software engineering company. With a workforce of 4,000 worldwide, Rational Software was sold to IBM in 2003. 2 years later, Mike moved to Alaska and built Evergreen's large post-production facility for film and television productions in Anchorage. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Mike Devlin.
So as Carolyn said, this is potentially a very exciting time up here in Alaska and in Anchorage, because there is an opportunity to build a whole new industry, an industry that's a very technology-intensive industry, an industry that spends a lot of money, and an industry that has an outsized impact in terms of its effect on the rest of the global economy and the global culture. Everybody in the world has heard of Hollywood, whether they're in Germany or Japan or India or China. Wherever you go, people know all of the different movies that come out of Hollywood, and those become cultural icons. There's a chance for Alaska to play a very large role in that. I'll talk a little bit later about one problem we have to overcome. Today, when you talk to anybody in Hollywood and you use the term Hollywood North, they think of Vancouver, because there's a huge production industry in Vancouver. So our job, at least people like me and Carolyn and Dave and everybody else that wants to help us here, is to change that so that when people say Hollywood North, they think of Alaska. And I think there's a great opportunity to do that. To start, what I wanted to do was show a little clip that we use, particularly when we're talking to people in LA and Hollywood, about why they should do film production in Alaska and what the unique production value that sort of comes for free if you're in Alaska. This, in fact, is the same clip that we showed to Ken Kwapis and Stuart Besser when they came to our LA office to help convince them that that country next door that starts with a C was not the right place to make their film, but rather to come here. The good news is once we showed that to Ken, he absolutely decided he wanted to not go to Canada, but to come here. Stuart Besser, on the other hand, the producer, exactly as Carolyn said, there was a few more spreadsheets involved before he decided to come here. And he's really the producer in the end, is the one that controls the decision. So Evergreen Films, unlike Carolyn and Sprocket Heads, that's a service company that provides production services. We're like a small studio. We create and make our own films, which obviously is a very capital intensive business. But we're focused on storytelling, technology, and then very high integrity business practices as the core of our business. Here's an example. This is not all the films we're working on, but some the types of films we're working on. But one of the ones we announced a few weeks ago with the BBC was a large theatrical production, 3D dinosaurs film that we're doing for release in 2012. That's a 50-50 venture between BBC and Evergreen Films, where we're splitting the ownership. But that's the kind of film, that's a 3D film. In fact, you'll see a theme here. Everything we do is 3D. Everything is shot digitally, so we don't have any cans of film. The technology's moved on a bit since then. There's still a few people that will shoot. There are people that will be shooting on film 100 years from now, but not 3D films. But that's one of the films we're doing. Another one is called Accidental Quest for Enlightenment, about a businessman from Silicon Valley that comes up to Alaska and falls in love. Another one, this is Carol Ballard. I don't know if you know him. He did Black Stallion and Fly Away Home and Never Cry Wolf, a beautiful cinematographer as well as director. But we're doing a film with him about a boy with cancer that comes up to Alaska to go and ends up going on a bear hunt, and it changes everybody. Including the bear in a positive way. This one, I don't know exactly when we're going to do it. We were submitted a book by an Alaska native that we're turning into a script and working on to see if we can make that theatrical quality. I'm not sure yet, but we're working on that. But that's the kind of things that we're doing. On the television side, we're only interested in high-end scripted production. That is, shows that are probably 3 million plus per hour, the highest quality scripted primetime television shows that you know of. One that we're really focused on right now is a series based on a group of books done by Dana Stabenow, a Alaskan, native Alaskan, who has written 17 books in the Kate Shugach series. We optioned those books. We love them because in those books, Alaska itself is a character. The people really epitomize Alaskan values and Alaskan conflicts, so it presents Alaska very differently than most of the stuff people have seen on television about Alaska. It's a lot more real in terms of what Alaska's like. So that's another one. Again, we're funding the development on these out of our own capital. And then we do some services, and these three live 3D events we did last year, just as a way to test out our technology. We did a Dave Matthews Band with AEG that went out to 500 theaters in 3D, a Fish concert, and then the We Are the World Haiti event that was done during the time of the earthquake in Haiti. We filmed that in 3D, gratis for that project. So we're located, we have two facilities, one here in Anchorage and one in Hollywood. They're both state-of-the-art technology, not surprisingly, given my background as the software industry. They're the latest technology for filmmaking. We need to be in Hollywood because we need access to the top talent. We need access to the industry partners, which includes the major studios as well as the television networks. The reason to be in Anchorage, besides the fact that I would rather be in Anchorage than LA, which is actually a primary motivation, but the primary reasons are, one, the production value. We think Alaska is a lot more interesting. There's a lot that we can show in Alaska that people haven't seen. That's a lot of free production value when you're filming. The tax credit is obviously a key element of that. But also, there's an opportunity to really build an industry here, and we're excited about that. This, I'm not going to try to explain it, but this is the post-production. This is our workflow that we use for doing production. The key point is that we support the same technology in both locations. In this case, it's showing our workflow in the case where we're doing a film in Alaska, but we want to be able to show dailies and cuts and everything to studio execs that might be down in LA. So we're able to synchronize our two studios so that we can get the benefits of being, you know, present in Hollywood, which the reality is in this business, you have to be in Hollywood while doing it from Alaska. The technology allows that. You can go to ILM, you can go to Pixar. Nobody has better technology than we have because it's moved from the days of film and a lot of the physical production things that people used to do. It's all computerized now. We can do Avatar-class films for a much lower budget, and we can do them here in Alaska, which is very different than where the world was, 10 years ago. Now, one difference between our LA office and our Alaska office, this is the view out of our LA office. It's a nice, a nice view. This is the view out of our, looking towards Mount Redoubt out of our office. And this is with the telephoto lens, but looking out towards Denali. So obviously it's a little nicer to be working up here rather than in our office in LA. So, but Like all of these things, the film industry is a very capital-intensive business. It takes hundreds of millions of dollars when you include all the P&A, the marketing and everything that's involved to actually produce a film and make it a success. So we need to make this a very attractive opportunity for people to invest. One element of that is the tax incentive, but underneath that has to be all the infrastructure to actually make a film. Stuart Besser's biggest concern in the end wasn't just the tax credit. It was, are Alaskans ready to support a real Hollywood theatrical film? Are there people in Alaska that can do everything that needs to be done? And many of us, many of people in this room, worked to convince him that, yes, Alaskans can do this. And that's obviously something going forward where we want to not just have to convince people, but have people know we can be the best in the world at the new kind of filmmaking that the world is moving to. The opportunity, the payback, and we use Vancouver. I think Vancouver is the model that we should be looking to. Starting back from the time of when the X-Files was doing production down there, they've grown that to be over $1 billion a year in production. It varies depending on the state of the industry and everything, but it creates a lot of really high-paying jobs and has a big indirect impact on all the industry around. You know, everything from beauty salons and taxi cabs and everything you can think of is indirectly affected. So it has a huge economic impact, as well as a cultural impact. Little things like what we found in interviewing, it's amazing the number of kids that grow up in Alaska, but have to leave Alaska because they want to participate in this industry, and there's just no opportunity to do that. And we can create that opportunity so that those kids can stay here and have that kind of a professional option that they wouldn't otherwise have. Another great example recently is New Mexico, which has also grown very rapidly. They have a few issues right now. Obviously, I've put up two of the success stories. There are states that have failed in doing this for all kinds of the reasons that you can imagine. So our job together, the state and private industry, is to make sure that Alaska is one of the successful states in doing this. So clearly, actually building an industry requires a lot of different people. And for us, we want to be connected to the people on the ground that really know Alaska. I've only came up in 2005 and fell in love with Alaska, but I'll admit I don't know Alaska nearly as well as many of you do. And we need everybody to participate in actually building an industry. And one small step in this, in order to connect with people that can really help us understand this, is that today we are announcing a partnership with one of the Native corporations, in particular the Nana Development Corporation. Helvi and her team are here at this table up front. We've been working with them for over a year, I think. Isn't that right, Brad? We've been over a year working together on a number of projects in this industry. And we found great compatibility in terms of the cultures of our two organizations, our belief in the future of Alaska, and Nana brings resources and people and a deep understanding of all aspects of Alaska that can really help us. And it's obviously not exclusive. We all want to work with everybody in this room and everybody in the state to make this happen, but we think we can build a tremendous industry. And we'd like to invite all of you to participate. We're betting a lot of time and money ourselves, our own time and money, to make this happen. And we're hoping that we can get everybody else interested in doing that. We've had great support from the state, from the city, and from other businesses around the state. And we're looking forward. This is not a short job. It's a 10-year job to build this industry. But it'll be a lot of fun, and I'd like to invite all of you to participate. So I think that's it for now.
Thank you, Mike. Now we have time for just a few questions for the panel. We'll start off quickly, Mr. Worrell. How many Alaska companies qualify to purchase the tax credits?
That's an easy one. Any Alaska company that has an Alaska tax liability is encouraged to purchase the tax credits.
Next up is, does the series Deadliest Catch provide dollars for the Alaska economy? If so, how much? If not, why not?
I guess that's me. You know, Deadliest Catch is a little bit different animal. Yes, they do have an impact on the Alaska economy, probably not as much as other productions do. Because of where they are shooting in the middle of the Bering Sea, it's tough to find people who are willing to do that. And so they do hire a few locals, but most of their crews do come in from outside. As Alaska crews get more and more skilled and increase their abilities, and we simply have more crew members, I would anticipate they would try and save by hiring Alaskans.
One thing I would add to that, Dave, is that scripted content, movies and scripted television programs, are much more likely to invest in the state because they have to build up infrastructure, whereas the reality TV, even once they move to more Alaska crews, is not going to leave as big a footprint. So I think we want to move up the food chain to those more valuable, more expensive scripted programs, and we have the opportunity to do that.
I'll also add real quick, though, one of the first productions, in fact, the first production that actually received a tax credit was Alaska's Most Extreme. It's been seen on Discovery Channel a couple times. What was interesting about that production is they traveled all over the state. And I know this is the Anchorage Chamber, but part of what makes this program successful is getting the entire state involved. And that production spent money in Bethel and Sitka and a variety of communities around the state. And so, you know, even though reality television, nonfiction television, is not going to have as much impact, a nonfiction television program going to Bethel or Kwikluk can have an enormous impact on that community.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. We've got time for maybe two more. Why do you go through the tax credit process? Why not just give the money to the producers? The end result, will it be the same?
Well, honestly, that's the way the legislation was established, as a tax credit. I think part of the reason for that, and this is just my personal opinion, is that it forces the company to spend their money before they get any benefit. They have actually paid all their bills before they can have a benefit from the state.
I'll combine a couple here for the last question. First part is it too late to audition for everyone? Everyone loves whales. I should put my sunglasses on. And how can local actors benefit from our emerging film industry?
Well, I don't know if it's, I'm not involved in the production of whales, so I can't answer the first part of that. We are always looking for local talent. So we participate and send people to most of the theatrical productions that are done in the state, not just in Anchorage, but in Valdez and Juneau and so forth, and are building a database, not just of actors, but set designers, makeup people, production designers. We need everything. And so if somebody has talent and would like to participate in this industry, I'd certainly be interested. We'll add the resume to our database. There's already a facility at the state database to provide your contact information there as well.
Absolutely. The state has a listing system. It's no charge. You can list your business if you're a service provider. If you're a crew member, you can list yourself as a crew member. And we've just recently implemented the talent portion. And so if you would like to be listed as an actor, you can list yourself there too. Once again, there's no charge to get a listing on the state's site. Go to film.alaska.gov. Shameless plug.
I'm going to push as I indicated, we run 5 or 10 minutes over, so I'll ask this last question. What is the next challenge for us Alaskans to overcome in order to become the Hollywood USA North?
Well, there's two big capital investments we need to make. The highest priority is the sound stages that Carolyn referred to. We need sound stages. We can turn our weather into production value as opposed to a problem. Most producers look at Alaska weather as a problem that is a little hard to control. But if we have cover sets, if we have sound stages, then we can arrange our schedule so we shoot indoors when we need to, and then we can shoot outdoors when the conditions permit. So that's the number one investment. The second investment, which is a longer term one, is more a human capital as opposed to physical, is we really need a world-class CGI house here doing computer graphics. This is, and when I mentioned a lot of the kids leaving, a lot of them are in arts, visual arts, and take CG and animation courses in school, but then leave. This is a huge industry worldwide. So like for our dinosaur show, we're going to Australia actually to get the best company outside of Pixar or DreamWorks in the universe to do our, to help us with our dinosaurs. But I would like to, over the next 10 years, build a CG. So if I could say where we need to be, the first two big investments beyond just getting films in here is the sound stage is number one, unquestioned. And then for the type of films we make, and most films today involve effects, we need a good CGI shop here in town. So that's two big projects for us. And those are capital intensive and people intensive.
I would add it would be a change in mentality on how to work with and service the film industry. It's a very different animal, and it's, as I mentioned, it's very quick and very service-driven. Second thing is we need to train the people up here, and Bob Crockett has started a training program, Alaska Crew Trains, where he's training production assistants and so forth like that. We need to kick that way up and start training people because these wages in the film industry are exceptional. They're good, livable wages.
You've been listening to Addressing Alaskans on KSKA Anchorage, recorded at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. Dave Worrell, manager of the State of Alaska Film Office, Carolyn Robinson, owner of Sprocket Heads, LLC, and Mike Devlin, co-founder and CEO of locally owned Evergreen Films, each spoke on Alaska's emerging film industry at a forum hosted by the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce on Monday, September 13th, 2010. You can download today's program or subscribe to free podcasts of Addressing Alaskans on our website at kska.org, where you can also find links to all of the local groups featured on the show each week. To let us know about an upcoming community event that you would like to hear on Addressing Alaskans, just go to kska.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. This has been a production of KSKA Public Radio in Anchorage, Alaska. For KSKA, I'm Kristen Spack. Thanks for listening.